Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An Iowa writer of note is coming to Knoxville. Let's go in-depth with Larry Baker from Iowa City. So, Larry, can you give us a brief synopsis of your new book, From a Distance?
Right. It's a story about the sort of illicit love affair between the country's most famous publisher and a woman he met when he was 16, he was 16 and she was 13, and they have carried on this illicit affair for 20 and 30 years. And so I tell their story in alternating chapters, points of view, her point of view, and then another chapter from his point of view. It's just sort of the truth is somewhere in between.
Well, what was your inspiration for the book?
Well, you know, I started this book, you might appreciate this since you read another one of my books. I started the book with the main characters being involved in the movie business, that it was like an affair between a man and a woman, and the man was a famous movie producer. And the inside story was of an older woman he had an affair with as a child that he continued. That just didn't work. I threw the whole thing out, but I kept the inside story, which became that novel Love and Other Delusions. I just sort of rewrote that inside story and published it separately. But then I finally figured out really what I'm interested in as a writer is the most important question a writer has to settle before he starts writing, which is, what's the point of view? And if you've read a lot of my books, I play with point of view a lot. So what if I had the point of view of a 13-year-old girl who tells her story consistently up to the age of 40, but she's totally crazy and unreliable? And then juxtapose that with a third-person point of view, sort of an overview of a very public life. And so I'm just fascinated by how you tell a story by manipulating the point of view. And so the reader has to figure out, I hope it's a pleasurable experience, has to figure out, who's really telling the truth here? So I wanted to play with that as a writer, and then I realized, you know, I've got all this experience in the writing business, the publishing business. Let's use that and sort of create a romanticized version of publishing juxtaposed with a very realistic, graphic discussion of a life of a girl who is mentally ill, had been abused as a child, and has grown up obsessive about this young man she fell in love with. So it's a very, you know, my first novel was a Hallmark movie, and all I can guarantee you is this will never be a Hallmark movie.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I think it'd be another good movie, however. I think it may well be another good movie. Do you think?
Oh, I think it has all sorts of enormous possibilities. It's always, if you can get good material in the hands of talented people, they can make a great movie out of it. Now, so far, Hollywood is not knocking on my door. So if you want to call Harvey Weinstein for me, I would appreciate it. And you get 15%.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with writer Larry Baker. Well, one of the things I like about your work, at least the more recent stuff that I've read, is you dig deep into your characters, maybe deeper than most people. You had me so deep into a 13-year-old girl's head, it was just remarkable. A 13-year-old girl that was very much in love.
Yeah, and I tell people, this is the first novel of mine. Now, this is the sixth one. This is the first one where I actually had to do research to understand a character. I had to talk to some therapist and one psychiatrist. I said, tell me about the personality of a young girl who's been, you know, sexually abused, but who grows up in love with another, you know, somebody who has a, she can never have, because he's from a different class of people. And tell me about her personality. Tell me about her medication. I had to learn all sorts of stuff about just pills. And so what would this person be like? And, you know, the more I wrote this character, I mean, the more fascinated I became by her, because one of the things you have to worry about as a writer is when you're writing from the point of view of a crazy person, you can say almost anything. And you can get real sloppy because she's crazy, right? So it just wanders all over the place. But I had to consciously work on keeping her sort of understandable, even though what you're hearing is a voice that's obviously irrational.
Well, and her name is Ellie, and she's in love with Bobby. But, you know, it took me a while to figure out that she was having. I mean, I just the strength of her responding to her circumstances and her courage, it took me a while, I'll be honest, to figure out that, I hate to use the word crazy, but since you did, she was, you know, having different serious mental problems. I guess it should have been, I should have suspected that, but I just took her at face value for the longest time.
Well, you know what, Bob? I will take full credit for that. because, you know, you don't want to make it too obvious to begin with. She has to be just a very dynamic, you know, sort of flamboyant voice to begin with. And the trick is, it's a voice of the person who's now dead. And so you're hearing this, I mean, you're reading this voice as it evolves over time. And the voice sort of sucks in other people as well, not just Bobby, but Bobby's assistant, Sally, who to me is like one of my favorite characters also. It's just, this is a long-suffering, unrequited love who is quite willing to do something for the man she loves that just reinforces his love for somebody else. So those three characters, I mean, the two women and one man, the two women clearly are, to me, the most engaging characters in the book, bouncing off of this sort of mutual love they have.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with writer Larry Baker. He was dealing with some guilt, too, some memories of, I don't know, the discrepancies between his life as a well-known, most famous book publisher in the world and his memories of hers.
Well, and, you know, he comes from a very conflicted childhood, not just between him and her. He's from, you know, this is obviously my Pat Conroy influence here. In fact, Pat Conroy's brother was one of the people that helped me do research on Charleston history on this book. But it's sort of like Conroy's Southern gentility, upper class, lower class, and then throw in a little Alice Sebold influence of the Lovely Bones from that sort of style of writing. Some people have complained to me, literally have complained to me about the book. They think I romanticize the South too much. And in this day and age, you're not supposed to do that. But I keep pointing out to them, look, this is an issue that the book deals with, because when you have Sally and Bobby, you really have two versions of the South. And Sally's quick to point out, you know, Bobby lives in an old world, genteel Southern world, and Sally is from the New South. And so I find Bobby somebody who is trapped in his sort of not only just cultural past, but his family past as well. And as you remember, he discovers some things about his own family that make them frauds in Southern society. But they won't tell anybody. So now Bobby is a person who is obviously repressed, and he has that physical scar on his face, which is just, you know, it's one of those obvious outward signs of an internal scar.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm thinking where this is going to be shelved in the bigger bookstores, but I guess, you know, it doesn't fit into a lot of the categories that we see now other than just simply literary fiction, correct?
Yeah, it's not just Southern fiction, since half the story involves New York City. And I had to talk to people in New York City. I said, I need to know about New York City in the 1970s, not today. Tell me what life was like. Where did people go for fun? What did they do? What was the illicit entertainment? And, you know, I had friends in New York help me with that, and friends in Charleston helped me with Charleston, and I talked to a psychiatrist about the Ellie character. I wrote and rewrote this book over a 10-year period, and, you know, you're right. I don't know where you place it other than just literary fiction, but it's, I don't know. It's wait to see. It's early. It just got released last week. The reviews haven't been coming in yet, so we'll see how it gets accepted.
Well, then there's a chance.
I'm really interested in, you know, I want to get to Knoxville this Thursday, and, you know, I had a very good crowd the last time I was there, and a good, smart crowd, and I want to talk to them about the book and see what they think as well.
And that's right. You are coming into Knoxville the day this airs, so you'll be in the Knoxville Public Library tonight at what time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And I will have books to sell.
Books to sell, and a lot of the readings I've been at before, the couple I've been at before, it's a little bit of reading, then some discussion and some good interaction.
Yeah, I'm going to read the Ellie chapter to begin with, the first opening chapter, and see, you're going to miss that, Bob. You might be a little bit late, but it's me trying to speak like a 13-year-old girl without sounding silly as a 70-year-old man. So I've been practicing, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll be at the KNIA KRLS Breast Cancer Radiothon, but I'll try to make it for the very end, Larry. It's always fun to see you.
It will be good to see you, and I appreciate you, you know, giving me some time today.
Well, you bet.
Thanks to Larry Baker for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.